Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. In this silsila, we discuss few verses of the Holy Quran and we give brief tafsir. In today's silsila, we will discuss the verse number 139 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few other verses along with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Say you, O beloved, O Jews, do you dispute regarding Allah Azza wa Jal? Whereas He is also our Lord and your Lord as well. And our deeds are with us, and your deeds are with you. And we devotedly belong to Him only. The main dispute of the Jews was that Allah Azza wa Jal chose a prophet, and that is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from amongst the Arabs, a descendant of Ismail alayhi salam, whom they rejected, and not from amongst the descendants of Ishaq alayhi salam, whose lineage they belong to. This verse was revealed to silence them. Allah Azza wa Jal has the right to choose whom He wills. It is said to the Jews that, O Jews, we are accountable for our deeds and you are accountable for your deeds, for which you will be recompensed. And to Allah Azza wa Jal, we are sincerely devoted in religion. And we are better than you in religion and deeds, because we are Muslims. We follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we are more worthy to be chosen. So you claim, O Jews, that you are chosen, but you are not chosen because you have changed the book. You have erased the praises of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a very strong message is given to the Jews in this verse that you are not chosen, we are chosen, because we are sincerely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are devoted to His religion. And indeed, we are better than you in religion and in good deeds.
أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
Rather, O people of the book, you claim that Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and their sons were Jews and Christians. Say you, O beloved, do you know more or does Allah? And who is more unjust than the one who has the testimony of Allah concerning the truthfulness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he conceals it? And God is not unaware of your evil deeds. The people of the book claimed that Hazrat Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, and Yaqub and their sons, alayhim salam, were Jews or Christians. This verse was revealed to refute their absurd claim because Ibrahim alayhi salam existed well before the formation of Judaism or Christianity. So how can he be Jew or a Christian? All prophets alayhim salam are Muslims because they, all the way from the Prophet Adam alayhi salam up until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all followed one religion of pure tawheed, pure oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal challenges them by asking our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to question whether they assume that they are more knowledgeable than Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal possesses greatest knowledge as one of His qualities is all-knowing. He Azza wa Jal disassociated Ibrahim alayhi salam from both groups, declaring that he was neither a Jew nor a Christian. And those mentioned with him are his followers. They also do not belong to any of the two aforementioned groups. Means Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam and his children, they were also not Jews or not Christians. Allah Azza wa Jal exposed these groups by referring to their distortion of His message as a great injustice. Allah Ta'ala says, who is more unjust than the one who has the testimony of Allah Azza wa Jal concerning the truthfulness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he conceals it? That is to say, there is no one more unjust than him. These are the Jews who concealed the testimony of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding the pure faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Torah, and also concealed the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The part of the verse which says Allah Azza wa Jal is not heedless of what you do is a threat for them. Even these days, there are people who read the verses of the Holy Quran in which the prominence of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, the great station and status and dignity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, but they conceal them from people. They try to bring those verses in which apparently there is less glory for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, try to bring him to the level of ordinary person, ordinary human being. And they also quote verses of Quran, but they misinterpret the correct meanings and correct understanding of Quran Majeed. So Muslim community must be very careful about these thieves of Iman who try to take you away from the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the foundation of our faith, whose love and respect is the foundation of our faith.
Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum wa la tus'alun amma kanu ya'malun.
There is a nation which has passed. For them is their earning, and for you is your earning. And you shall not be questioned regarding their deeds. Once again, the Jews are warned not to rely on the greatness of their ancestors. That is a community that has passed on. Theirs is what they have earned, and yours is what you have earned. You shall not be asked about what they did. Similar verse has already been mentioned before. So this is a emphasis and reminder that, O Jews, do not just keep on talking about your ancestors, how great they were. Talk about yourself, how great you are. What have you achieved? How close you have gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And are you really faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you have cheated His religion, changed His religion, distorted His religion, and you have tried to hide the true praises of the last Prophet, which was promised in your books, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, a reminder is given to Jews that you wake up and you go back to the origin of Judaism and Torah.
سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Now the foolish people will say, who has turned the Muslims away from that Qibla? That is the direction to face when performing Salah, upon which they were previously. That is Masjidul Aqsa. Say you, O beloved, that only to Allah belongs the East and the West. He enables whomsoever He wills to walk the straight path. In this ayah kareemah, it is said that now the foolish people who are the Jews and the polytheists will say, the mushrikeen, they will say, who has turned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims away from that direction they were facing in their prayers previously? That is, to the direction of Baitul Maqdis, also called Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. Answer is given to them through the blessed tongue of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only to Allah belongs the east and the west, which means all the directions belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is up to Him to make any direction as Qibla. Why are you objecting to it? He enables whomsoever He wills to walk the straight path. And the straight path indeed is the religion of Islam.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And this is how it is that we have made you the best of all nations, that you be witnesses upon the people. And this messenger is your protector and witness. And O beloved, we had fixed that Qibla upon which you were previously for this reason only, to see who follows the messenger and who turns back on his heels. And indeed this, that is the acceptance of the change of Qibla, was heavy but upon those whom Allah has guided. And it does not befit Allah Azza wa Jal that He would cause you to lose your faith. Verily, Allah is most kind, most merciful towards mankind. It is said in this verse that, in the same way Allah has made you, O community of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the best of all communities, that you will be appointed as witnesses upon the people. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your protector and will be a witness upon you. Muslims become witnesses because they are informed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes witness because Allah Almighty informed him and showed him uncountable hidden realities. Allah Azza wa Jal fixed the Qibla for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam second time, which he was facing previously. That is Ka'batullah, the Kaaba, in order to see who follows the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who turns away from his commandment and becomes murtad, an apostate. And indeed, this acceptance of the change of Qibla was heavy for the people, but not for those whom Allah has guided. They accepted it easily. And it does not befit Allah Azza wa Jal that He would cause you to lose your faith. Verily, Allah is the most kind, the most merciful towards mankind. This verse was revealed for the reason that some Sahaba Ikram had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the status of those that had died before the change of direction of Qibla. They are consoled in this verse that Allah is most kind and merciful with believing people. He does not let their good deeds go to waste. It means that there is no charge on them and they are forgiven. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We have learnt few verses of the Holy Quran with the brief tafsir. And this opportunity is granted via Madni channel, which is an organ of Dawat-e-Islami. So wherever in the world you are, stay in touch with Dawat-e-Islami. Travel in Madni Qafilas. Keep watching Madni channel. And give your donations to Dawat-e-Islami. Because Dawat-e-Islami is running one of the greatest operations of Islamic services throughout the world. So a lot of funds are required. You as Muslim community, as you are always part of goodness and you are always part of khair, so you are humbly requested to give your zakat, your lillah, your khairat, your fitra to Dawat-e-Islami and become part of this struggle and support this great work that Dawat-e-Islami is doing internationally. May Allah bless you all. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding